Taylor, Miketz Chanukah, all the way at the bottom of 66. We'll start Mamish, the last line on the page. Now, the Rebbe is explaining the difference between the Shiva Reim and the Shemein and the Sichi Odom. The Shiva Reim, as their Maila, that they are the ones that teach Torah to the Jews into a Primius. Shmein and Nesichi Adam, the eight anointed ones, are the level of Nesicha, which is anointing with oil, which is encompassing. It doesn't go internally, it's external. And then he says, therefore, by the Nesichi Adam, we find the few of them that didn't, the only reason they died was because of the sin of the snake. We don't even find that level by Meshir Rabbeinu. So each one has its advantage. So he says, Achnoida, all the way at the bottom. Okay, we really learned the next title. Okay, we'll start here at the bottom. Achnoida, but it's known, Shamaki for Bechinas Gavar Yosem Yapnimi. Maki from Sefer Kol Amin is greater than Mamala Kol Amin. Ki Amaki from Shoshim is Sefer Kol Amin. And the Pnimian come from the level of Mamala Kol Amin. Vechain al Dazel, Amir Azal, the same thing Chazal say. Goldu Shemusha Yosem Yeluda, serving a scholar is greater than learning. So again, what's the explanation? Learning, you get knowledge internally. When you serve them, you see the way they lived. So yeah, it's external. You're not learning knowledge from them, but it's a much greater level. Hagam shelimud hu hashpa pnimius, even though learning seemingly is an internal hashpa, vashima shechitzenius, and that's external, alpha became a kabbalah deza yesi, yirashamayim, you get more yirashamayim. In other words, the makif level has a stronger influence on the person than the panimi does. Okay, he says, Nema asher ki yavev akimein olav shivirei meshir shmein in nesichi odom. Therefore, what this pasuk says, shaydei shmein in nesichi odom. Through the eight anointed ones, Yidalcha Rabbechinas Echad Yesem Adei Arayim, pushes away evil in a certain respect more than the seven shepherds do. Again, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between seven and eight. Beis Hamikdash was seven, Chanukah is eight. The Shivareim represent the seven Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash represents Shivareim, which is Hashpa Pnimius, but the Shiva Shmein and Nesichi Adam represents a makif level which is greater than the Shiva Reim. Reim Meim Shach Mechinis Pnimius, and therefore in it, because you're talking about Pnimius, so it has to keep coming down. If you're a lower level, then you get the Pnimius coming down. So you can have a nourishment given to evil. You can even get to the fingernails of this of the hand, which has a very, very minimal hashpa. And it says, not like Avram that had a yishmo. Because Avram was shivareim, not shmein in the sichi adam. Therefore, tzachli is gamkin amshach is mishem mishmein and nisichi adam. As great as the shiva reim are, you still need to have the shmein and nisichi adam in the level of makif, because the expression in kabbal is makif mesame eini achitzenim. Makif blinds the eyes of evil, and that's the yinteira gemilas chasadim. That through Torah you get the level of Mazin, which is the level of Reim of the shepherds that taught Torah. By day gemilas chesedim, nim shebechinas levushu makif, you get the concept of the levushu makif, which is amshacha shaydei nesichi adam gedei l'shimusha. It's interesting. The Gemara says, Rabba was Abaye's teacher. Rabba died when he was 40, and Abaye died when he was 60. The Gemara said, why did Abaye live 20 years longer than Rabba? A third more than Rabba did? Because Rabba was totally Torah. The Pasuk Pum and Megir says, Malfa Nebis Tapa Learning. Abaye also did Gemilas Chasadim. So he had both milas. Like he's saying over here, it's not enough to have from the Shivarayim, you also need from the Shemein and Nesichi Adam, the Yov and Zeh. And we'll find another thing in Yenahefesh, Benarayim and Nesichi Adam. Where else do you see another difference between the shepherds and the Nesichi Adam? Like it says, but Rabbi Yechon Mezake, Shah Yisar Teira, Rabbi Yechon Mezake was called in the Gemara Sara Teira, the officer of Teira. He was like the Teira guy. Hamalami Teira, you saw that taught Teira to Yidden, the aim calls her nevertheless. Amalei Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa. He called in Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, Bake Sholei Rachmim, to daven for him, Shetfilah Segedela. Yeser Habim Yisholei. Because tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa accomplished, the Gemara tells a story in Brachas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's daughter got sick.
His daughter
got sick, very sick. So he sent a messenger to Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa to daven for her. And he davened if she got better. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if I would have done this the whole day, what he did in 2 seconds would have never helped. Anyway, so Mrs. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to her husband, I don't understand. Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So she said to him, I don't understand. You're the Rebbe. He's a Talmud. How in the world can your tefillah be better than his?
His tefillah.
How can Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa's tefillah be better than yours? So he answered her, Ani kasad lefnei ha-melech v'hu ka'eved lefnei ha-melech. I'm like an officer, and he's like a servant. Meaning, an officer is much greater than a servant. But who has more accessibility to the king's room? The Eved that cleans up and serves the king. So the Eved has more accessibility to the king. So yeah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his wife, I'm the teacher, he's my student, but he's like an Eved. He has accessibility to Hashem that I don't have. It's like the secretary in the White House has more accessibility to the president than the senators do. The senators just can't go home whenever they want. And the secretary is there the whole day, in and out. So that doesn't make her better than the senators. Probably smarter anyway. But it doesn't make any better. And that's what he's saying.
What does that mean? I mean, his tefillah is being nishman,
but Yochanan ben Deisa's tefillah is more acceptable by Hashem. But Chalal Chassidus explains there's certain tefillahs that need a big, great person to do. Moshe, sometimes you want to get something from a king. So you need a big machat to ask the king. And sometimes, Chassidus brings down this moshe. A little kid will go over to the king and say, will you please do this for me? The king will listen to the kid more than he'll listen to the officer. Why? Because just the accessibility and the sincerity of the kid, whatever it may be. And he says, okay, in fact, there's no dinim from Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa in Mishnah. There's in Pirkei Avos once mentioned, but not halacha. That's the difference between Reyim that give panemias versus Nesichi Adam. He said Rabbi Chanina ben Zakkai taught Torah, he was like the Reya. Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa was like the anointed ones. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a mafanis Yisrael k'mei Meishe Rabbeinu l'sholem. Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa had a b'china zu. Ava had a tzadik tomim b'li shum deifi. He was complete without any problems. Ad sha'amer azal. Shalei nevra ilam haba ela b'shvilei. The Gemara says, the whole Elam Haba was created for Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa. V'ayu nekabli menu nishamis Yisrael darkei aveda v'chassidus. And from Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, people used to get guidance. Are there a gedele shimusha similar to the concept of serving of the tzaddik is greater than learning from the tzaddik? Utvilasi hoye nishmas yesim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Alter Rebbe is just bringing these as examples. You have the Shivarayim. From one side, the Shivarayim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was much greater than Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than the Shmein and Zichri Yodim. But there's a certain advantage that Shmein and the Sichi Adam have that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. And he says, V'cheina makimeini olav shivareim Shmein and Sichi Adam. Shabachin es Nesichi Adam. The 8 anointed ones, male yaitzid neged b'china sasher, ki yovei, v'imamshichim b'china sevi kol almin. because it brings down from the level of Sefer Kol Almin. On the other hand, the Shivat Ayim only bring from a Malach Kol Almin. Or Kamei Tefillas Rebchanina Mendesa, Lapech HaTeva, to change nature. How did he do it? Shaydiyam Shochem Bechina Sefer Kol Almin, Shilamayla Mesein Vadagas Ishtaushas. The Gemara says, Rebchanina Mendesa was broke. The world, the Gemara brings down that it says that the whole world was sustained in the merit of Chanina Bini. And Chanina Bini lived on boxer and water all week. He had mamish no money. The Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Chanina Ben Deisa, his daughter, was there of Shabbos. They had no money for oil. So by mistake, she filled it up with vinegar. Now vinegar doesn't burn. She had to bench licht. She came to her father. She said, what do I do? It's vinegar. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Deisa said, the same God that said, oil will burn, will make vinegar burn. And she lit the vinegar and burnt the whole Shabbos. So these are Lemailam, Ider HaTeva, he brought down from Makifim level. He changed the nature of vinegar to burn. Where did he can't that from Hashpah, Mamalo Kolam, and Hashpah Panimis, he can't do that. He can't change the nature of some, it is what it is. So the Makif level, that's what Shemayin in the Sichiyod. Okay. So he says, by the way, this is. The Alter Rebbe is explaining there's a difference between the Beis Hamikdash Meneira, which is seven, Shiva Reim Ptimius Mamala Kol Almin, and Chanukah Shmeina Nesichi Adam, which is a much higher level. I mean, the Rebbe takes this much further in the Sichas. Therefore, the Beis Hamikdash was lit inside. The Beis Hamikdash was lit during the day because it didn't have the koyach to illuminate the outside at night, Meredes, and the whole thing. Panimius can't do it. The Makifim did it. Okay, v'zeo inyin eres Chanukah. This is the inyin of Chanukah. Shetim u'kol ha'shmayim nebishebehechol. It says, what happened? They came and then purified all the oil. Mitzat ha'gberit is chochma de klipa. Shemen, we learned already many times, is chochma. Right? Shemen represents learning. They were so powerful in Chochmah of Klipa. The Greeks were very powerful in Chochmah. They were the cultured nation of the world. Their intellect of Klipa impurified all the Chochmah of Kedushim. They wanted Eden to forget Torah. And therefore, what was needed to overcome they had to find something, reach a level higher than Chochmah, meaning the level of Makifim, from the level of Makifim Olyenim. And that's the Pach Shul Shemen Sheyecholsim Uchaysam Eshokayin Gadol. That represents the jug that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, which is the level of Rav Kohenim Chesed. Kohen Gadol, obviously, is Rav Chesed, right? An abundance of Chesed. And therefore, one second, where did this all parentheses? Okay, let's see it anyway. Let's finish at the end of the paragraph. Okay, let's see it. Fish shebechinas makiv nimshach v'nishba gam matel gam lahadik, therefore comes all the way down to light. Gam out of the seinu, that there's no base in Migdash Kayam, right? It's still, we have the level of eight, but seven we don't have anymore. There's no base in Migdash. But she'en kim base in Migdash. Hoya Zion Neis from the Zion Reim was Gilui Mavishin level Pnimius Edusuli Boyelim was a sign, a testimony to the world that the Shechina rests amongst the Yidden. Okay, Zion Neis Migdash. Okay, let's go. Okay, next column, the end of the parentheses, end of the paragraph. Vezay Yuvan Agamara. Now we can understand the Gemara, which was the Maimer began with the Shamiyim in the first night 8, 7, 6, and maybe Silu says 1, 2, 3. That Mikam Veiloch Peiches Veiloch. Okay, that Rabbi Shamuel did go less. And it says, why did Rabbi Shamuel did go less? Like the cows, the bulls of Sukkot, right? Here, second column on top. See, the Rebbe asked the question, what does Chanukah have to do with the bulls of Sukkot? I mean, because bulls of Sukkot went down, Chanukah goes down. So he says, this is the reason. The Tam of the Rabbi Shamuel, the Aleph Mipari Achag, the reason why Bishami learns it from the bulls of Yom Tov, Sheyemri Shemakriv Yud Gimel, the first day of Sukkot, they brought 13 Purim, and then 12 and 11 and 10 and so on. Beis Hillel, Eimanim Yemri, Shemadlik Echot. Mami Kame, Elach Meisav, Elach, right? Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4. Beis Shammai says 8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, like the bulls of Sukkot. Kinei, L'chaino, what is the connection between Chanukah and Purim Chag? And by the way, in the Rebbe's Maimorim, the Rebbe adds to this. The only reason Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai, they don't say no, there's no connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. The only reason they argue is because they are Milam HaKadosh. In Kedush, you have to go up, not down. But without the reason of Milam HaKadosh, conceptually, they don't disagree with Beis Shammai that you should be going down, like Sukkot. But even Beis Hillel only argues because in Kedush, you go up, not down. But the concept of the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot, they don't argue with.
Rabbi,
what?
Is there a Mila of just tapping into Maki without bringing it into Panimi?
There's a Mila, but the Mila ultimately is when you're both together. Take the Makif in a Panimi. What's the whole Aveda V'yid? Take Kedusha, which is Makif, above the world, right, and bring it into the world. That's the whole Aveda. We're not done with the Maima. Where are you going? Maima got time yet.
How
to okay. What's the connection between Purim Chag and Chanukah? Kine Purim Chag Gamkin and Shochus Makifim Olyenim. Sukkot is a level Makifim. Sukkot is Makif level. Ki Sukkot who is Galus and Makifim, like it says, Gavar Aleinu Chasdei. And therefore, the Amshach Zum is Barim Gamkin Ayin Sodim. Why the bulls they brought on Sukkot, starting 13 going down, added up to 70. Right? The Gemara says that the 70 bulls they brought on Sukkot correspond with the 70 nations. To the extent, the Gemara says, Halu Hashem Kol Goyim Shabchu Kol Umim. Because we got the Makifim level, like you're saying here. And the Gemara says that if the Goyim would know what the Beis HaMikdash did for them, not only they wouldn't destroy it, but they would have armed guards 24-7 around the Beis HaMikdash, not letting anybody touch it. So it's Amshach of Ayin Sarvan Nabach and Libatul Be'er Zeh. And like he says, Halu Hashem Kol Goyim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasdim. And therefore the Alter Rebbe says that's why it start with the number 13. Why is 13? Because Keneg Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, which are the level Makifim. In order to break evil, as I mentioned before, you need the level of Makif, which is very powerful, and therefore it can break evil. Therefore, it started with the number 13, because 13 Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, which is the Makifim level. And then it keeps getting less. Ki kva nivro b'kama. The fact that it was living turf Saturday, and the Rebbe spoke this Nukud a little bit different. But the point is, the first day you elevated 13 in Sukkot, right? The next day you only needed to elevate 12 because some was elevated already, and then 11. So every day it went downward because the Avaida was done already. So we have to elevate it again for it. Therefore, you don't need the same level of Kedusha, 13, on the second day like you had the first day, because that Aveda already cleansed things. And so what happened to say that's the same Aveda of Chanukah? Just like Sukkot is the Aveda refining the Goyim, that the Goyim should scream, Hallelu Hashem Kol Goyim, the transformation. That's exactly what Chanukah does. That Kaliyah Rigla de Tamedor, like Chassidus explains, the Meredes, meaning the Chanukah kindles the darkness of the world, that you knock off, Kaliyah finish, the Ragle of Tamedor, which is the nation, which is Meredes, meaning Chanukah destroys the feet of the rebellion. So again, it gets rid of the darkness. Abachanik, it had to be the level of Milchama. But the difference is, Sukkot, they refined the Goyim without fighting. They just brought the Karbanis. Chanukah had to be a Milchama, Like I said, Sabuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam haynu gam ki neidei makifim dafke. Zeh otev lachzis b'Hashem. It's good to believe in Hashem, in believing in people. Ubesuk is because it's a mitzvah min ateira, ein aidei mocham. In other words, like this. Sukkis is biblical, obviously, it's minateira. So therefore, the power of the minateira gets rid of evil without even having to fight it. It just chetchila gets rid of it when you do the avayid of the korbanos. Al shenas nichnor memelai de gilizeh. V'kivin sheshnei inyanim amshachas abchinas makifim. Okay, but Chanukah, because it's midrabanan, so then they had to fight. He said, but that's the connection between Chanukah and Sukkis. Meaning, the way Beis Shammai holds, just like on Sukkis, the first day he needed 13 to destroy evil, and the next day he needed less to destroy evil. He needed less of a revelation. So according to Beis Shammai, it's the same thing. The first night, you need 8 lights to get rid of evil. The second night, you only need 7 to get rid of evil. You don't need the 8 anymore. Okay, and Limei, then Beis Shammai, first, you need to have a greater revelation.
Makes sense.
Very much sense. And again, and Beisilu would agree with it technically, except Beisilu holds Ma'ala Makedish. Why? The Leidami Lumadzami Pariachag. He said, you can't learn Al Chanukah from Sukkot. Why? Chag be Sukkot de Reisa. Reisa mi choch mi lo nafkets mu maile lamata. So then the Amshocha could come mu maile lamata. But Chanukah, you can't do that. Chanukah doesn't have that level. Okay, to be continued.